From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
McDonald's
Yum.
Has partnered with Uber Eats and Lazy Boy to give a lucky fan the best seat in the house. It's called McDelivery Couch.
What?
It's a couch designed to optimize every part of the McDelivery experience, from ordering to enjoying the last bite. The couch includes McFlurry chillers. It's got built-in phone chargers, light-up cup holders, adjustable seats, which means, you know, old person couch.
I want one.
And you get a McDelivery with Uber Eats blanket.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's worth it just for that.
To enter for a chance to win the McDelivery couch, contestants have to tweet about their favorite McDelivery with Uber Eats item, tagging hashtag McDelivery sweepstakes at Uber Eats and at McDonald's. I mean, that's all. You got to put that in there. There you go. The McDelivery Lazy Boy couch with built-in McFlurry chiller. Everybody needs that damn thing.
Holy
I think it's
moly.
Cool because one of the things I miss at my house is, built-in charger.
Yeah.
I bought my couch before they had those, and we needed one with a built-in charger.
Well, I bought my couch when they had those, but I couldn't afford them.
Oh, are they really expensive?
They're a bit more.
Okay.
But so this couch, one, it's white, which I'm not too sure I understand that, but it has...
Oh, you looked it up?
Two seats on a single seat on each end, and then a love seat in the middle. I got to
give
me one of
these. Well, that's for cuddling up.
Yeah, there's no place to stretch out, but you could stretch. You can make it happen.
Got the love seat in the middle so you can share your McFlurry with your squeeze. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on today?
So remember a few weeks back when Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots,
mm-hmm.
was arrested in a prostitution/massage parlor's
Yeah, operation. I remember.
Bob has been charged with
Bob.
Old Bob.
Like you know him.
He's been charged with two misdemeanors after he was caught on camera.
On camera,
yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
On camera.
Yeah.
It's a very important part there. Now, what was he doing on camera? He wasn't dancing
for the
camera.
Hopefully he wasn't doing the nasty.
He was trading cash.
Wow.
For sexual favors.
Well, maybe he was.
At a day spa in Florida.
A day spa? Like that. Day spa.
Right. That's open really late at night.
Day spa. Happy endings. Come on over.
My husband and I used to go to an Arby's down from where I used to, one place I used to work.
Okay.
And there was one of those foot massage parlors across the street.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes we'd be coming back through from wherever and we'd stop and it'd be pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one night we were there particularly late. It was
like
9 something, almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
And there were several men who were still
into
going.
The
not women. It was
parlor.
The men were. So I thought it must be a happy ending place.
Must be. We
anyway,
all love our happy endings, though.
Shut, gosh. You've turned into more just a dirty old man.
You know what? I'm almost 60.
I know.
I turned from pervert to dirty old man in about 3 months. I'm pretty excited about that.
God help us
Everybody
all.
Loves a dirty old man. Everybody thinks pervert's a creep.
So, he was allegedly, he was on camera, allegedly trading sex for cash.
So he's been charged.
Right. Now, he's pleaded not guilty.
Well, yeah, you do that.
So the state attorney's office says it will drop the charges.
Oh.
If he admits... he would have been found guilty at trial of soliciting a prostitute.
So a plea bargain, as they call it in the trade.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's rich and famous.
And I think he should take it.
Now, a source claims there is absolutely no freaking way he's taken the deal.
Oh, my God.
So Kraft strongly insists he didn't do anything wrong. And he ain't taking no deal.
Has he seen the footage? I was just
as his attorney.
I was just tipping that lady. There's nothing illegal about that. I think he's going to have to pay a lot of money.
Nothing wrong.
And he's probably going to have to do a little community service too.
I think they should put him at the side of the road collecting trash.
They might. I mean, that's what they do.
Sometimes they have people dig graves.
Ew.
At your local cemetery.
I'd rather pick up trash on the side of the freeway. Thank you very much. I'd rather not get in trouble. So I stay away from the day spa. I don't
do
that.
You go to Night Spa?
Shut up.
J-Rod are already excited to build a fun, fashionable, and family-filled future together.
Fashionable future.
F's
oh
and F's.
Oh, my God.
F's and F's. Fun, fashionable, and family-filled future together. Yes.
Well, how freaking cool is that? Wow.
We're really happy, J-Lo tells people.
Oh, I'll bet.
That must be really happy.
Yeah.
Gee, three, four. That's five F's.
That's five.
I mean, that's flippin' happy right there. J-Lo tells people in this week's issue that they're just happy.
They're just happy.
One of the first orders of business, J-Rod just announced their first fashion partnership.
What?
Naturally. Yeah.
Did she already do this with a husband before? Remember the Mark Anthony collection at Kohl's,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
It's for all the trim guys.
Oh, yeah, I don't fit in them. It's like extra large.
Once you get that man, that beer belly going on.
You get the dad bod.
The dad bod.
You get the dad bod, forget it.
It's not for dad bods.
No. No. Yeah. It's for emaciated children.
All right, so they are the newest brand ambassadors for eyewear label Quay.
Quay.
In Australia.
Quay.
Down under.
Hey, any of our Australian listeners, is that a thing?
My sunglasses are no more expensive than $14.95. And that's if I'm splurging.
I was going to say. Sometimes they're on sale over to Kmart for about $9.95.
So they're going to be starring in a new ad campaign.
Oh, okay.
As well as inspiring two different collections. For
inspiring two.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So the J-Rod collection. I doubt they'll be called the J-Rod collection.
Well, there's two different collections. So there's probably the man collection and the woman collection.
I doubt they're going to use
the A-Rod and the J-Lo.
Moniker J-Rod. I doubt that.
I sincerely. And they probably won't use J-Lo or A-Rod.
They might.
They might. You know, if they want to sell.
How about Low Rod?
What?
Low Rod.
Low Rod?
Yeah, J-Lo and A-Rod.
Oh, Low Rod.
That was my other choice besides J-Rod, which we have to take credit for. I'm sorry.
Yes.
We said it first before anybody else. Two years ago. I've got it on tape. Let me get off my soapbox and let you finish. I'm sorry.
Climb down.
Okay.
All right, Jennifer says, everything that we do together. He knows my dreams, and I know his dreams. And together, we feel like we're stronger. Where's my puke bucket?
Do you know who's stronger? Halle Berry is stronger. She's got herself a personal trainer, by golly. I see her on Instagram almost every day. Working out.
What's she going to do with all this?
I like watching her work out. What can I say? All right, that's it for today.
Save me.
Back with more Frivolities Mañana. Have a great day. And happy first day of Vernal Equinox.
Yes, happy first day of spring, y'all.
See you tomorrow.
My cat woke me up at 5 o'clock this morning because she was so freaking excited it's spring.
Darn cats. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.